man, pagan, why people who do not love Lord Jesus Christ, they will use the power within the means under the power that God has or given to man to do things to help bring people into their community, their church, or their buildings. And for instance, all this here was not made by an explosion. All this stuff here, although some people believe that, even that we man was, everything that, that came in the world is by an explosion. I think it takes more faith to believe in that than to believe that God created all things. But in Genesis chapter 1 says that God made us in his image. Therefore, when God put all these things under our authority, he's given these things that we are creators, especially for all materialism, material things. And that's why man can build such beautiful buildings all over. I mean, in Spain, there is gorgeous architect from way back when. Some of the most fantastic, some of the wonders of the world by just amazing what man can do with his hands. Because God has placed all that power in man's hands. So we can do incredible things. This week, you can have a great vacation Bible school within the power, under the power that has been given to man. You can have the kids have a good time. You can do all those different things. But what we're after is more than just having a good time. What we're really after, whether it's in Spain or whether it's here, our goal is that God's power moves through us. That's the key. Now, let's think about this. We have God, angels, then man. Now, I'm going to read a passage of scripture here in Hebrews. And I want you to understand this because it's very important. You can just do a study on your own. But in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8, it says, verse 7, thou hast made him a little lower. Here's Jesus, talking about Jesus. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned in glory and honor, that he be the grace of God, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And then it goes on to talk about in the future about how that he's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But while he was on earth, his power went from being God Almighty to now being lower than the angels. Now, the reason why I say that is if in Ephesians chapter 6, we say, how many of you know this passage of scripture in Ephesians 6 says, we don't fight against flesh and blood, 6:8, but against what? Principalities, against what? Powers, against what? Let's go there. I guess we better go there then. I don't know, maybe some. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go there just real quick. The reason why I feel like the Lord's telling me to share this, it will help you folks with Vacation Bible School this week, but also will help you know how to pray for us over in Spain. I didn't have this on Mark, but Galatians, Ephesians, real chapter 6. All right, Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 8. We're not going to verse 8. Let's just go with, we are going to go with verse 12. Let's start with verse 10 first. Find my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of what? His might. All right. So, power of his might. So, we know now that the Lord God Almighty is back in heaven. So, now he has more power than the angels. We have angels and we have man. While Jesus Christ was on this earth, folks, listen to me. He had no power over Satan or his demons without the Father. He was connected the total time. He says, show me the Father. He says, when you see the Father, you see what? You see me. The works that I do are of my Father. All the power of Jesus Christ on this earth was through the Father. That is why he spent so much time praying, getting away, out, spending time. Why? Because he knew, because of where he had to be placed, lower than angels, he knew he did not have the ability to fight against Satan and all his tactics without being connected 24/7 with the Father. Now, that's why he was the perfect Savior, because he always was connected. He had one advantage. He knew what his Father, all the power the Father had. And sometimes we forget it because we didn't know the Father like he knew before he came down to this earth. But he knew he had to be connected 24/7 or he could not do what he did. Now, that's why it says that we need to do everything through the power of the Lord, through Christ. I can do all things, what? Through Christ. Folks, listen to me. In verse 12, look at verse 12. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that ye be able to what? Withstand against what? Evil day, and having done all to stand. Let's look at verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. By the way, what is Satan? He is a what? Fallen. So, who has more power? Satan or us? When it comes to demons, who has more power? Demons or us? Well, without Christ, they have more power. Okay? So, what we have to do is we have to be reminded all the time that we have to be connected. Remember in John chapter 17, what did Jesus say? He says, I pray. I mean, go to John chapter 17. This was Jesus' prayer for us. He said, I pray that they'll be one as we are one, so that the whole world may know. Why? Because Jesus knew that if we were one with Christ, that we had the same power that he had when he had with his Father. Now, just for a moment, I want you to go to 2 Kings chapter 19. I want you to understand when it says made a little lower than the angels. Remember, man is made a little lower than angels. So was Jesus. I want you to understand when this is a little lower, we're not talking about a little bit of power. We're talking about a great amount of power less. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 19. Now, in, I preach this morning, I don't have time, but if you look at Sennacherib, let's look at verses 32 and 33 of 2 Kings chapter 18 just for a moment. Here, Sennacherib is talking and trying to convince the people not to listen to Hezekiah because Hezekiah is trusting in the Lord. Verse 32, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, olive, honey, that ye may live and not die. So basically Sennacherib says, you got two choices. Either come with me or you're going to die. I have the power. And hearken not unto Hezekiah when he persuaded you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. So Hezekiah said, no, we need to trust in God's power. And Sennacherib said, that is the silliest thing you can think of. I have got the power. And remember, man has power. In fact, Sennacherib was the greatest general king in that time. In fact, 185,000 people were coming down to the Jews, to Jerusalem. And there was no possible physical way in their own ability were they going to win. Because Sennacherib had more power in man's power. If on the top of man's power, he was the top of it. Now, verse 33. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered at all the land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? So he says, hey, all these other people trust in their gods and they haven't won. Because I'm telling you now, I have the power. Now remember, that's man's power. Now I want you to go to 2 Kings chapter 19. Please look at this. Everybody look at this. We're looking at 35, 36, 37. Now I want you to understand how much power the angels have. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, there were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, the king of Syria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. How many angels killed 185,000? How many? One. Now listen to me. What makes you think that we can defeat Satan and his demons in our own power? But what do we do all the time? We spend hardly any time praying. We're busy all the time, especially in America. I have been guilty just as much as any other pastor, any other church member, of doing things in my own power. Because what happens is we run around And we have power in our own, but it's in man's power. And yeah, we can have 100 people, we can have 100 kids come through these doors in man's power. We can go hand out flyers, we can do all that. Those are things under our jurisdiction. But if you want to let God win in these children's lives and in your lives, we have to be connected 24/7 with Christ. We have to have our power through Him and Him only. That is why it's very, very important. It says, pray for one another, encourage one another, build each other up. Folks, listen to me. We need each other. We need to pray for each other. We need God's power in Spain, but also you need God's power this week coming up. And if you come in these doors and you work all this week and you do the crafts and do everything else and you're not doing it through the power of Christ, yeah, you might make some kids happy, but you're not going to have a lasting impact. I brought this with me because I want to share with you what happens. Something could start off in man's power. This church could start off, in God's power. Apologize. God's power. But they can end up in man's power. I want to read this. This is, someone gave this American Patriots Bible to me. I don't know if some of you might have that. Veterans, a great Bible. But here, listen to me. These were men of God that started things off in God's power. But by people, for whatever reason, these universities, these colleges, had forgotten God's power and started doing man's power. Great, they're big universities, but God is not even part of what they're doing anymore. Here's what it says. For instance, not surprising, most Americans' oldest universities were started by preachers and churches. Harvard, William Mary, Yale, Princeton, King's College, Brown, Rutgers, and Dartmouth were all founded by Christian preachers and church affiliations. And if you go to these these universities now, you will not find very many Christians on those campuses. Harvard University, for example, which was founded in 1636 by the Puritans, adopted the rules and precepts of the university that stated, "Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider, well, the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life." John 17:3. And therefore, lay Christ as the bottom, as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. This is just one. I don't have time to read all of them, but this is just one out of all. You can go through here and all these other universities. Folks, they were founded on principles of God's word and on Christ. Now listen, this church as well was founded on that. But if this church, just as a university, starts off right, but we start doing things in our own power, Satan will win. Because all Satan wants to do is distract you from trusting in Christ to work through your life. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care if you have the greatest craft in all the world here, as long as that craft isn't done through the power of Christ. What I mean is, everything you do, it says, do all to the glory of God. Do everything for His glory. Why are you going to be doing what you're doing this week? For numbers, for whatever it is, my challenge to you and my challenge to me is, why am I going to Spain? My prayer is that we'll do it through the power of Christ. Because listen to me, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. The reason why marriages, the reason why you just saw Victor and his wife, the reason why they're not together, because they weren't fighting against flesh and blood. She never accepted Christ. There was a struggle going on, and Satan won. And your marriages and my marriage will struggle as well if we don't put Christ in the center of them. It has to be through the power. Because Satan does not play fair. Demons do not play fair. And I'm going to tell you right now, they will win every single time if you're not praying and asking God to help you. Why? Because when we pray, now God comes in and does a job on Satan and his demons. They can't win when we depend and have our faith in God Almighty in Christ. So my challenge to you is, I ask you to pray, because really, Jesus spent hours and hours and hours. He always went away to pray. Why? Because he knew he needed to be connected with the Father to have the power to do what he was supposed to do. And I'm challenging you, pray for missionaries, but pray for your church. Pray for Vacation Bible School this week. Pray for Bethel Youth Camp. When I heard about Brother Bud and his family, I didn't know all that stuff. Satan won because he doesn't play fair. But it's so encouraging to hear how God's working in Brother Smith's life and in the camp now. And so it's very important that we pray, because Satan wants to destroy our children. He wants to destroy our teenagers. He wants to destroy your marriages. He wants to destroy America. And how he's going to do it? If he can make you depend on your own power instead of Christ. He will win every single time. So we're going to pray. And then I'll encourage you to pray for each one of your missionaries. Listen, we've had some difficult difficulties. You know why? Because Satan doesn't play fair. And unless the power of Christ, unless God Almighty is intervening in each missionary and in your lives, we will not win. But the good news is this. I know what Revelation says, and we are the victors. And that's why Paul says, I thank God I have victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory. We can have victory every time, but we must trust. Not 50%, not 75%. That's what Satan wants to do. Only trust part of the time. We got to be trust 100% of the time so that we can have the power to do what he's called us to do. Let's pray. Father, I ask you now that you take this message, and Lord, it's so easy to preach it and speak it, but it's so much harder to practically, because Lord, you do have given us some power that we can do on our own. And Satan knows that, and so he tries to make us trust in our own skills and gifts. But Father, I ask you that you help me, and help my wife, and help my boys, and help this church, and help my home church, and help the churches in America, and the churches in Spain. Lord, help us to fall on our knees and beg you for you to work through our lives. Just as Hezekiah, he had to get on his knees and beg you, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need you. And I'm thankful for the story. That even though the story of seeing that, even though this king seemed like he was very powerful, when you are on our side, all you have to do is send an angel. And I ask you, help us to trust in you every moment, every second of every day. And forgive us.